tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jalla, in today's program we are going to discuss the virtues of Ghawsi-Azam by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah. Alhamdulillah, once again, I'm in the company of Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah. Jazakallah Sayyidi, welcome. Ameen. And marhaba. And before we begin with our topic of discussion, let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidi, today we are discussing the beautiful biography of Sayyidi Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. From the perspective of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And he has penned many manaqib, many pieces of poetry in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We find the mention of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak everywhere in the writings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, even in the most famous salam, world-renowned salam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Mustafa Jani rahmatullahi ta'ala salam. Even there he has dedicated few couplets to Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah azza wa jal, we would like to begin with a beautiful manqabat. And this manqabat is from the brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allama Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, I would request our Mawlana Sahib to recite together, inshallah azza wa jal. And our viewers out there, you can also partake in the recitation, because the more we invoke the blessings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the better it is for our worldly life and the life of the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal.
Imdad kun, imdad kun, az bande gham azad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, ya ghause azam dastgir imdad kun, imdad kun, az bande غم آزاد کن دردین و دنیا شاد کن دردین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم فقیروں کے حاجت روا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن دردین و دنیا شاد کن دردین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ ہے علاج یا غوثِ اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا مدد کے لیے آؤ یا امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن بغے میں فسائے ہمارا سفینہ بغے میں پھنسائے ہمارا سفینہ بچاؤ سے اعظم بچاؤ سے اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن قسم ہے کہ مشکل کو مشکل نہ پایا قسم ہے کہ مشکل کو مشکل نہ پایا کہا ہم نے جس وقت یا غوثِ اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن جو دکھ بڑھ رہا ہوں جو غم سے رہا ہوں جو دکھ بڑھ رہا ہوں جو غم سے رہا ہوں کہوں کس سے تیرے سوا غوثِ اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی کہے کس سے جا کر حسن اپنے دل کی سنے کون تیرے سوا غوثِ اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندِ غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوثِ امداد کن امداد کن از بندے ہم آزاد کن.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ. This was a beautiful manqabat written by the brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Allama Hasan Azakha Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And as we were mentioning, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has penned beautiful words with regards to the praises of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He says in his world famous salam,
غوثِ اعظم امام تقا ونقا غوثِ اعظم امام تقا ونقا غوثِ اعظم امام تقا ونقا جلوہِ شانِ قدرت پہلا سلام قطب و ابدال و ارشاد و رشد الرشاد قطب و ابدال و ارشاد و رشد الرشاد محی دین ملت پہلا کو سلام مرد خیل طریقت پہ بے حد درود مرد خیل طریقت پہ بے حد درود فرد اہل حقیقت پہ لاکھوں سلام جس کی منبر بنی گردن اولیاء جس کی منبر بنی گردن اولیاء جس کی منبر بنی گردن اولیاء اس قدم کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
Alhamdulillah, beautiful words describing the lofty station of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala that he has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ghawsi Azam Imamut Tuqa wal Nuqa Jalwa e Shani Qudrat Bilakhu Salam. Ghawsi Azam, the leader of the palace. Millions of peace be upon the radiance of Allah's power.
Allah Allah.
Then he says, Qutbu Abdalu Irshadu Rushdu Rashad محیِ دین و ملت پہ لاکھوں سلام. He is قطب, ابدال, ارشاد and a guide for those who guide. سبحان اللہ. قطب, ابدال, ارشاد, these are the high ranking اولیاء of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, millions of peace be upon the revival of Islam and Ummah. سبحان اللہ. And then in the third couplet he says, مرد خیل طریقت پہ بے حد درود فرد اہل حقیقت بلاکھوں سلام. Countless blessings upon the custodian of spiritual world. Millions of peace be upon the man of حقیقہ, meaning the most supreme station in the spiritual world after the status of sharia, tariqah and ma'rifah. سبحان اللہ. And then he, رحمتاللہ تعالیٰ, in the end he says, extolling the virtues of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, as we famously know that Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he is such a wali of Allah that his foot is upon the necks of all the awliya. Highlighting the same sentiments, he says, jis ki mimbar bani gardane awliya us qadam ki karamat pe lakho salam. Millions of peace be upon the miraculous feet whose pulpit happens to be the next of awliya.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi, there is so much of wisdom in all of this which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated with regards to the virtues of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And beginning with the title he has given him, Imamut Tuqa wa Nuqa, meaning the leader of the pious. His entire life was adorned with piety and taqwa. He adhered to Sharia from his very childhood days and continued to do so until his last breath.
SubhanAllah.
This is what matters in the spiritual world, in Islamic way, SubhanAllah, to be steadfast on the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has powerful anecdotes with regards to the adherence to Sharia. He has enforced following Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sermons, in his books. You see his writing, you see his words. It is filled with wisdom as to how we need to follow the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is our way to, inshallah azza wa jal, attain salvation in this world and in the next world, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. In this share of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he mentions that Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, he is, you know, the leader of the pious ones. And, you know, this comes down to his steadfastness on the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because taqwa is acquired through following the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this we see when we go through the life of Sayyidina Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, then we see that he had the steadfastness in him of the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that it is mentioned, Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says that I intended to go somewhere and I reached a particular place. In that place, in that area, there was no sign of water whatsoever. And I spent many days like that without drinking any water. Eventually, a time came where I was so thirsty and my throat was so dry. And at that moment in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a cloud, it drizzled, and I drank some water from there. I quenched my thirst to some extent. And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he further continues and he says, after that happened, after a short while, a light appeared on the sky. And this light, it illuminated the entire horizon. And when I looked at it, there was a voice which said that, O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord. Whatever is unlawful for other people, they are lawful for you. You eat what you want and you must do as you desire. Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, having listened to this, he immediately recited A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim and said to that voice that you are shaitan. And as soon as Hawsi Azam rahimahullah uttered these statements, that same, you know, apparently illuminated light that immediately turned into darkness. And then Shaitan said that, O Abdul Qadir, it is because of your knowledge of Sharia, because of your intense knowledge of Sharia, and because of your high rank that you have escaped this trap. Because before you, I trapped 70 pious people like this on the path of spirituality. Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, listening to this, he says that, O cursed one, you are still trying to deceive me. You are still trying to manipulate me even harder than before. Hawsi Azam rahimahullah tells the shaitan that it was not due to my intense knowledge of Sharia, nor was it due to my high rank, but rather it was due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I got saved from your traps. Not of my own accords, but because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this incident, we see how steadfast Sayyidina Hawsi Azam rahimahullah was on the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that when he was small, the day he was born, he kept a fast. SubhanAllah. And it is mentioned also, he would perform his Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years he did this. Hawsi Azam rahimahullah, he performed all of his 5 times daily Salah. He fasted, he fulfilled the obligations of the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what gained him this high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in order to know the Sharia One has to educate themselves. One has to seek knowledge. And this is exactly in line with the statement of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, in which he says in his famous Qasida Ghawthiya, "Tarastu al-'ilma hatta sirtu qutban," that I taught knowledge until I became a qutb. So we see Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, despite having such a lofty and high status, yet the first thing he did was he acquired Islamic knowledge. He acquired beneficial knowledge. And that led him to higher ranks. And this is why Ala Hazrat says, Ghawthi Azam Imam Muttaqa wal Nuqa, that Ghawthi Azam, he is the leader of the pious ones.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, he is the leader of the pious ones. And he is the Imam of Taqwa, Imam of cleanliness. Tuqa wal Nuqa, Allahu Akbar. And here Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala himself, we were discussing how important it is to adhere to Sharia. And Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wants us to stick to Sharia, follow the Sharia. And here Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam himself, who is the greatest wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, born wali, the king of all awliya, the crown of all the saints. From now, from his time until the Day of Judgment, until the time of Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, and he is the crown of all the saints. But here he says that hold fast onto the Sharia.
Subhanallah.
He doesn't want us, his Murideen, his disciples, to go beyond the limits of Sharia. And that is the advice of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. So yes, it is known from the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala that he wants us to adhere to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commands of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And also, Munasib, you know, through the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person gains piety. And you know, this is something that the Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, we see in his life, in his biography, that he acquired knowledge. When he acquired knowledge, he taught it to others. And this is what we need to do as well in order to gain piety, in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to acquire knowledge. We need to seek knowledge of deen, because this is what will help a person to know what is halal, what is haram, what is lawful, what is unlawful for me. When a person knows this, then they will not do those things which are haram and unlawful. They will do those things which are halal and lawful. And that is what will take them towards the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely, subhanallah. And he would stress on that so much, you know, to always advise his disciples, his followers. And he would teach them the knowledge of Islam. He would teach them what is halal, what is haram. He would command them to be steadfast on salah, fasting, etc. Subhanallah. Here we see many people that in the month of Ramadan even, they find it hard to fast. And Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, subhanallah.
Allah.
He fasted when the fast wasn't fard on him. In his infancy, Allahu Akbar. Look at his enthusiasm to fast. And he would go days without food. And he would go in search of knowledge. Something that the trend is fading off. People nowadays are more and more getting cut off from this connection and the nisbat of ilm and knowledge. Allahu Akbar. But Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is the one who has inculcated within us that strive on this path. And he said how he acquired such a great status. And in his own words, he says, "Darastul ilma hatta sirtu qutban wa niltu sa'da min mawla al-mawali." I pursued knowledge until I became qutb, and by the grace of Allah, I achieved the station of felicity.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Sheikh Abdul Wahab Shahrani and Sayyidina Sheikh Abdullah Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhima, they say that he had complete command over 13 branches of knowledge. That was such an immense knowledge bestowed upon Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidi, we also learn from these verses that is in the salam of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala. He said, "Muhiyye dino millat bilakum salam," meaning the one who revives the Deen and Islam. So how would he revive the Deen of Islam? And inshallah, some examples as to how he brought about a revolution. Subhanallah.
Masab, in this regard, Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, actually a person came to him and asked him that, how is it, you know, this title of Muhyiddin, how did you attain this? And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says that on my way, I saw a very weak and sick person, a sick man, very weak and sick. So he called me and I went to him. He called me by my name and I went to him. I go to him and the moment I help him, I support him, you know, immediately he becomes healthy. He becomes strong. He becomes youthful as ever, stronger as ever, you know. And Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he doesn't know who this is. So this same weak person who was weak, he asked him that, do you recognize me? Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, he says, I do not know who you are. Tell me, who are you? And then this person says that, I am the religion. I am the deen. And I was taking my last breaths. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you to revive me. Subhanallah. And then Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah says that prior to this incident, prior to this, no one has ever referred to me with the title of Muhyiddin. After this, when I reached the masjid, then everyone started calling me by this title of Muhyiddin. So subhanallah, this is the brief background behind this beautiful title of Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah, Muhyiddin.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidi Allah rahmatullah ta'ala, he goes further on and he says about the miracle of the feet of Sayyidina Wasifat rahmatullah ta'ala. He says, jin ki mimbar bani gardane awliya us qadam ki karamat pe lakho salam. He says his lofty station is so high in the spiritual domain that he announced in Baghdad Sharif while delivering his speech and said, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, that this foot of mine is on the necks of every wali.
Subhanallah.
When the awliya heard this announcement, they obliged and together with all the other saints that adhered to this command of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went one step forward and he said, and he placed his head on the ground and said that your foot is not only on my neck but also on my head.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, this is the station of the feet of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Referring to that, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says,
Sarbala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera, Sarbala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera, auliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera, auliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera.
He says, how will anyone understand the status of your head when the awliya rub their eyes on the sole of your feet? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It must be understood that from the beginning, that this is not meant to, you know, downgrade or weigh them less other saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are all great. But here, Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him that level that was above all the other awliya. Subhanallah. This is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yu'tihi man yasha. And it can also indicate to the lofty position of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when on the night of Miraj, he presented his head at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that using his shoulder, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could step up on the buraq. Subhanallah. At that moment in the world of souls, his blessed feet became loftier then the heads of all the awliya, but by the virtue, meaning as he presented his own neck for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to place his mubarak feet, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given him the exact hiding that just how my foot is on your neck, your feet will be the necks of all the awliya.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidi Ala Hazrat mentioned this beautiful parable as well. And mashallah, there is so much to talk about when it comes to the miraculous personality. If there is one true miracle, we can understand. But here his entire personality is miraculous. Subhanallah. And referring to the miracles of Sayyidina Wasifak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, he says,
کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پنجا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا ہو پنجا تیرا شیر کو خطر میں لاتا نہیں کتا تیرا.
Why should the one upon whom is your hand should feel defeated when even a lion, Allahu Akbar, cannot intimidate a dog of Sayyidina Wasifak Allahu Akbar. So this was the miracles of Sayyidina Wasifak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that not only he was miraculous, but even the dogs that would roam around the street in the city of Sayyidina Wasifak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, they had such powers that even a lion couldn't intimidate them.
Allah, Allah. Yeah, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he is, you know, informing us and telling us that no matter how weak we may be, you know, as long as we have the support of Sarkar Ghawse Azam Rahimahullah, no one can defeat us. You know why? Because we have that connection, that link with Sarkar Ghawse Pak Rahimahullah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, the reason why he brought this shir is because there is a very beautiful incident behind it. And that is the karama of Sarkar Ghawse Azam Rahimahullah, wherein there was a particular wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name of Sheikh Ahmad Zinda Rahimahullah. And his status and his maqam was such that whenever he would travel to go anywhere, his means of transportation was that he would mount on a lion and would walk around.
Allah.
Whenever he would visit any city or area, then immediately he would tell the people of that area to bring a cow for his lion. And they would bring it. It so happened that in one of his journeys, he stopped in Baghdad Sharif, in the court of Sarkar Ghawse Azam Rahimahullah. And as he's entering, he's telling the people, you know, his servants, that get a cow for my dog as well.
Allah.
So the servants, they go and they get the cow, they are bringing it to him. Whilst they are bringing this cow, there was a small dog around there.
The lions are known to be ferocious, to be, you know, merciless, to tear people into pieces, but here a dog is attacking a lion.
Allahu Akbar. So this was, you know, the lion of Sheikh Ahmad Zinda Rahimahullah, in which that dog, which was in the vicinity of the courtyard of Sarkar Ghawse Azam Rahimahullah, this dog attacked the lion of that wali of Allah. And to such an extent that it tore it to pieces. When Sheikh Ahmad Zinda Rahimahullah, when he saw this, immediately he ran to the court of Sarkar Ghawse Azam Rahimahullah, kissed his hands and made and repented
Subhanallah.
So this is, you know, the story behind this beautiful shir of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah.
Subhanallah. And the miracles of Sayyidina Wasifak Rahmatullah Ta'ala, they are way many, and we have mentioned some throughout the different programs on the same series, alhamdulillah. Now, let's look at the next share. In the next couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says,
قسم دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے قسم دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے پیارا اللہ تیرا تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا.
He says that when feeding you and clothing you, he gives you his oath, O beloved, you are blessed with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So yes, as much as his miracles are famous, in like manner his spiritual patience are also famous. He remained hungry and thirsty for many, many days.
You know, Masab, subhanallah, we see that despite facing so many difficulties, you know, despite Ghawse Azam rahimahullah facing so many hardships, but still he remained content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyyi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he was so ascetic. It is mentioned in his accounts. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, he himself, he said that one day while I was sleeping, and he heard a voice from the unseen that you have not been created to sleep and rest. Allahu Akbar. From that day, he started doing his mujahada even more vigorously than ever.
Allah.
And he said, I never consumed anything, either food or drink, until and unless I was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
In the next share, Sayyidi Ala Sadhamatullahi Ta'ala says, with regards to the virtues of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, tujh se dar, dar se sag, aur sag se hai mujhko nisbat. Meaning, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala, he shows his connection. What type of connection does he have with Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala? He says, you just mentioned the accounts of the dog of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says that there is the door of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, his vicinity.
Right.
And that dog is attached to that door of Ghawse Pak. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says that I am attached to that dog.
Allah.
This is the nisbat I have with Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. And then meri gardan mein bhi hai door ka dora tera. On my neck as well, your extended leash is firmly connected.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala says he has a leash of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala in his neck.
Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, O Ghawse Pak, that dog which was lucky enough to sit at your door or doorstep, we have even a connection with that dog. In like manner, we are servants of yours at your door or entrance. I'm also your servant. And even though many years have passed, I still have the rope or string around my neck, which signifies that I belong to you and that I am your servant.
Allahu Akbar.
The same slave of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
And from this masab, we see that, you know, those who attach themselves to the awliya Allah, those who attach themselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that their status gets high, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their status because of their nisbah, because of their connection. Take, for example, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a slave from Abyssinia. And when he stood on the Kaaba to give the adhan, that, O Bilal, before you were our slave, but now we are your slaves and you are our master. Why? Because now you have a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see how, you know, the status of a person gets raised due to keeping the connection with the awliya Allah, with the sahaba, with the ahlul bayt, and a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us connected to the pious predecessors. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyyi al-Ameen. And now, Sayyidi, as we are discussing the kalam of Sayyidi Ala, we got a wonderful kalam of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and that we're going to listen to now. And it is written in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kalam is Wah kya judo karam hai shahe bata tera. And it is recited by a great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, hafizahullah. Inshallah, we'll listen to the kalam and we'll be back after the kalam. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہیں جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں، جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، تارے چلتے قطرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا،
آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب،
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا
شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا
واہ کیا جو فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ زمانہ مہمان صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
ایک میں کیا میرے عیسی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عیسیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. We were listening to the beautiful rendition of the kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam penned by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and recited by Haji Maulana Abdul Hamid Attari Hafizahullah subhanallah. What a beautiful way of listening to Naat-e Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here we were discussing how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had a connection with this dog of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And Muasab has given the example of how a slave becomes, subhanAllah, a master. Bilal huwa Sayyiduna. Allah. Bilal is our Sayyid, our leader, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi, so with regards to the connection, the nisbat, how should one form connection with the beloveds of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala?
SubhanAllah. Muasab, we see this, you know, in the Holy Quran. And from there we derive one such example, you know, the dog of Sahabi Kahf. That dog had a connection with the people of the cave. And the people of the cave were those individuals who were pious, who were Allah-fearing. And this dog had a connection with them. And in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned their dog, you know. So this dog is also one of those animals that will enter Jannah. They are actually animals that will enter Jannah. One is the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The she-camel of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam and the dog of Ashab al-Kahf. And how they gain this entrance into Jannah, it is because of the connection with the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake without Ameen. Accountability. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.